John F. Kennedy presented a statement to the citizens of America, forcing them to question if they were fulfilling their responsibilities as an American citizen. Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. As a young child, if I were asked what my responsibility to America was, I would reply, to serve my nation. As a young child, I was unaware that everyone had a responsibility to America, but both my uncle and my father had served in our military, and although I didn't know exactly what they did, I assumed that they were responsible American citizens. I viewed my father and uncle, as well as all the strong and courageous men and women that served our country, as individuals who were aiding in America's greatness. As a teenager, my response to the question, "What is your responsibility to America?" would be, "To make a difference." At this point in my life, my thoughts are beginning to be weathered. I have been saddened by sights of humans who are struggling, such as the homeless family on the bench downtown, or those whose entire lives were washed away by Hurricane Katrina. I have been scared by intense fighting taking place in the world around me, such as the Afghanistan War. Nevertheless, I have been excited by the opportunities presented to be by my great country, such as the ability to receive an education unlike many other children in the world. Although 16 years is just a fraction of my lifetime, I have realized that I love my country, but I have also realized that something needs to change. My 8th grade social studies teacher displays in her classroom a poster with the quote, "Be the change you wish to see in the world." And as a scrawny, naive young girl, I dismiss this. What change could I make? I couldn't make an impact on my country, right? Wrong. I believe that my responsibility to America is to make a difference, because I am not just a 16-year-old. I am not just a girl. I am an American, and that means that I have the ability and the responsibility to make a change for my fellow citizens, my military, my government, my founding fathers, and most importantly, for the majestic stars and stripes that are proudly displayed around my great nation. The important thing that I, as well as my fellow citizens, need to remember is that we are a team. We each have a job to make a change. This change can be minor or major, because each change is a building block necessary to continue constructing our great nation. For example, picking up trash may seem minor and almost irrelevant, but it is slowly changing our nation by keeping it clean and providing a safe environment to continue building and prospering. If each team member contributes one change or block to the construction of our nation, we will build a great, honorable country together. As an adult, my reaction to the question, "What is your responsibility to America?" would be once again to make a change. As an adult, I would no longer be only responsible for making a change for my nation. I now would also be responsible for raising children that are worthy of their citizenship. I will ensure that they understand that they are accountable to fulfill their responsibilities as a team member in our great nation. I will ensure that patriotism, respect for our military, respect for our fellow citizens, and desire to make a change are instilled within them. As an adult and a parent, my responsibility to America is to continue building my great nation and prepare my children to make a change within our majestic country. As an elderly woman, my answer to the question, "What is your responsibility to America?" would be a smile. I will smile because I will be reflecting on the changes, big and small, that I contributed to my great nation. I will smile because I will have raised and educated children that have grown into patriotic, powerful adults who are instilling the same values and need for change within their children. Most importantly, I will smile because I have had the opportunity and honor to live in and contribute to the United States of America. That smile will remain on my weathered and proud face because I, along with my fellow teammates, have fulfilled our responsibility to America and made a change. So, Mr. Kennedy, I've evaluated myself and asked myself what my responsibility to America is and what I can do for my country, and I have an answer for you. I will never think dubious thoughts in regards to my country, because I know that my country is filled with citizens making big and small changes every day. I will approach every situation with a benevolent attitude and attempt to paint my country with goodness. I will ensure that change is not an aberration in my life. Instead, it will be part of who I am. I will raise my children to have precocious thoughts and actions in order to better our nation. Most importantly, Mr. Kennedy, I will make a change.